In this bulletin, the federal government agrees to reinstate pandemic leave payments for casual workers. Northern Territory dry zone liquor laws come to an end at midnight. And in sport, Tiger Woods hints at a looming retirement after bowing out of the British Open. Good afternoon, Claire Slattery with SBS News. The federal government has reinstated the $750 pandemic leave payment after mounting pressure in the face of rising COVID infections across the country. The payment is designed for casual workers who are forced into isolation with COVID-19 and are not entitled to paid sick leave. The government had been insisting that it could not afford to keep the payments going because of the state of the federal budget. But following a snap meeting of the National Cabinet this morning, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government will reinstate the payments until the 30th of September.
I said during the election campaign repeatedly that one of my themes was no one left behind. And indeed, I want to make sure that people aren't left behind, that vulnerable people are looked after, and that no one is faced with the unenviable choice of not being able to isolate properly without losing an income.
The state and federal governments have agreed to go halves in the cost of the payments, which is expected to total $780 million. A new temporary telehealth item will also be created to give GPs more time to assess a patient's suitability for antivirals. But despite widespread calls, the government will not extend free rapid antigen tests for concession card holders. The National Cabinet also agreed to strongly recommend wearing masks indoors where social distancing is not possible, but stopped short of mandating it. Epidemiologist Adrian Easterman says government messaging, particularly for multicultural communities, needs to be improved.
My preference would be for face mask mandates, but if the various state and territory governments and National Cabinet don't agree with that, the least they could do is to have much better messaging to the general public about why face masks are so important. That messaging simply isn't happening at the moment.
The Prime Minister says he'll continue to meet with the National Cabinet leaders every 2 to 3 weeks. Intervention-era alcohol bans in remote Aboriginal communities across the Northern Territory will end at midnight tonight. This will make liquor legally available in some areas for the first time in 15 years. From Sunday, these communities can choose if they want to restrict access to alcohol. While some say it will empower communities to make decisions, Aboriginal health groups say the changes have been rushed. NT Attorney General Chancey Peach says the policy was racist.
Stronger Futures was a race-based policy. You can't say it was a little bit racist. It was racist. It was discriminatory. It didn't recognise Aboriginal people in having a say in their communities.
Australians are marking the anniversary of the MH17 disaster in which 298 people were killed. Sunday marks 8 years since the downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine. A commemoration in Canberra featured 298 empty chairs, including 80 with toys laid on them to represent the children killed. MH17 was a Malaysia Airlines passenger flight travelling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur, shot down on the 17th of July 2014. All 283 passengers and 15 crew members on board died from the crash, including 38 Australians. Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has been officially sworn in as interim president. It comes after the resignation of former President Gotabaya Rajapaksa was accepted by Parliament on Friday after he fled to Singapore. Sri Lanka's Parliament is expected to elect a new president by mid-next week, with Wickremesinghe a likely contender to take on the role permanently. Other contenders include a former journalist turned politician from the ruling party and the opposition leader, who's vowing to hold the former president accountable. More than 100 police and security personnel with assault rifles were deployed on the approach road to Parliament to deter any unrest. Russia and the United States have reached a deal to resume integrated flights to the International Space Station, despite geopolitical tensions over the war in Ukraine. The agreement allows for US astronauts to travel on Russia's Soyuz spacecraft and for Russian cosmonauts to get a ride on SpaceX rockets launched from Florida. It would ensure that in the event of delayed or cancelled rocket launches, at least one member of each team would always be on the International Space Station. To golf, and a tearful Tiger Woods says he may never play again at the British Open at St Andrews after missing the cut with a score of 9 over par. The golf legend received a standing ovation from the galleries and later admitted that it may have been his last appearance at the famous British course.
It was very emotional for me. I've been coming here since 1995. I don't know when the next one comes around in 2030, and I don't know if I'll be physically able to play by then. You know, to me, it felt like that this might have been my last British Open here at St Andrews. You know, I've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to have won this twice here.
And that's the latest SBS News.